Welcome to the Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Laura, and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hell. Well, we continue our theme, Who is He? What is He to You? And we pray the names of God. This week, we pray the name Abba, Father. Our key scripture is Luke 15:20, and I read from the New Revised Standard Version. So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran, putting his arms around him and kissed him. Ann Spangler writes in her book, Praying the Names of God, that the Hebrew scriptures normally depict God not as the father of individuals, but as the father of his people, Israel. Jews would have never dared to address God as Ab or Abba. Jesus shocked many of his contemporaries by referring to God as his father and by inviting his followers to call God Abba, Father. Rather than depicting God as a typical Middle Eastern patriarch who wielded considerable power within the family, Jesus depicted him primarily as a tender and compassionate father who extended grace to both the sinner and the self-righteous. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you this morning just with open hearts, Father God, ready to receive you and receive your love. We thank you, Abba. We thank you for being our Father, for being our Heavenly Father, who is greater than any earthly parent can ever be. Abba, we thank you for just loving us enough to send your Son to the cross so that we can have a direct access to you. Father God, we just thank you for all that you do for us, Lord God. We thank you for accepting us as sinners, Father God, and we thank you for accepting us even when we are self-righteous. We thank you for accepting us when we do not even think about you, when we don't pray to you, Father God, when we do not call your name, Father God, or when we are so involved in our day-to-day lives, Father God. But, Father God, we know that you love us and are always, always ready for us to come to you with open arms, Father God. Father God, we know that there are times when our hearts may be hardened, Lord God. But when we look to you, our Abba, our Father, who loves us compassionately, we know that we can always rely on you to help us. Help us to grow closer to you. Help us to get rid of that heart of our heart and hearts, Lord God, to just to help us to be there for when we need you, Father God. You are our safe space, Lord God. You are our warm hugs, Abba, Abba. You are everything to us, everything that we need to be. We do not need to be afraid, Lord God. We are just so grateful for you, Father God, because you loved us so much. You continue to love us, Father God, even when we cannot love ourselves, even when we don't know how to love ourselves, Father God. Father God, we just call on your name, Abba, Abba, when we are in our darkest place, Father God. It is comforting to know that we can lean on you. It is comforting to know that we can go to you in our quiet times, Father God, and just have a conversation with you. With no big words, Father God, just one-on-one talking with you, because you know our hearts. You know what our concerns are, Father God. You know what our needs are, Father God. And Lord God, when we are in places where we can't even pray, Lord God, you hear our moaning, Lord God. You hear our cries, Lord God. You see us as we are just sit quietly and do not even speak out, Lord God, because we are so confused. But Abba, you are our Abba. Oh, my God, you are our Abba, and we are so, so grateful to you, Lord God. What else do we need? What else do we need when we know we have our Father in heaven who cares for us, who never will never forsake us, who will never walk away from us, Lord God? Abba, we know that we're the ones that turn away from you, but yet you are always there. Just like the story of the prodigal son, Father God, you are just like that human father that ran to his child as he returned back. Father God, you are always running back to us while we run away from you. So, Father God, we just thank you. We just thank you for being you. We just thank you for being our creator. We are just so thank you for each day that you give us, Father God. We thank you for the breath that is in our lungs, Lord God. We thank you for our sanity, Lord God. We thank you for being able to move about, Lord God. We are thankful that our minds are on you, Lord God. Father God, we do not have anything without you. So as our loving Father who cares for us, who cares for us more than our own parents can ever care for us, Father God, we remember you. We thank you. We pray to you, Lord God. Father God, you are our Abba, our Abba. Just saying your name, Lord God, just gives us comfort and relief of knowing that you are always here for us, Lord God. Let us not forget you. Let us put aside our idols, Lord God, our idols of our job, our idols of social media, our idol of just looking at television, our idols of not thinking of you, not having conversations with you, putting aside you, Father God, for everything else that's going on in our lives. So, Father God, today we just ask you to please continue to touch our hearts, Lord God. Draw us closer to you, Lord God. Remove those places that are blocking our connection, our conversation to you, Lord God. Without you, we know there is no true life. How can we live on this earth, Father God, without you? Our true lives, as we wait for our glory in heaven to meet with you and our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, we know that our glory here on earth is just being in a relationship with you and your Son. So we thank you, Lord God. We just thank you for just being our Abba, our Father. And we know that we can go to you all times, Lord God. Abba, Abba, we are lifting up prayers to you today, Lord God. Father God, we are lifting up Tia's husband, Gregory Sally, Lord God. We are praying for his determination and stamina as he recovers from his surgery, Lord God. Father God, we are also praying for his caretakers. We're praying for our sister Tia and for Greg's sister Phoenicia as they assist in his care, Lord God. Father God, we know that Greg Sally is relying on you, Lord God. Give him that strength, Father God. Get him to move about. Give him that stamina that he needs to do what he can, Father God. For we will know that the glory goes to you, Abba. Father God, we also praying for our sister Tia. Lord God, she's asking for healing of her body. Father God, we know that you are Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, who can remove all the pain and from her body, Father God. Father God, your sister Tia is your child. She is your servant disciple, Lord God. So we are lifting Tia up, Father God, in the healing of her body, Lord God. And Father God, I lift up my daughter Siobhan to you in prayer. Father God, I just thank you for all the good things that you have in store for her, Father God. But I'm praying, Father God, that she learns to give up the anxiety that she currently is encountering, Father God. I ask that her anxiety be a springboard to greater and not an anchor to self-doubt, Father God. So, Father God, we know that you are our Father. We know that you love us, Father God, and we know that you hear our prayers, Lord God. You hear the prayers of your children, Lord God. We know that you are Abba, but you are also El Roy. You see us, Lord God. We know that you are our banner, Yahweh Nisi, Lord God. So we lift you up, Father God, because you protect us, Lord God. Father God, you are El Elyon, the God Most High, Lord God. So we know, Father, that we can call on you, Father God. We can call on each and every name that we have learned that we can call you. Elohim, God Mighty Creator, El Shaddai, God Almighty, El Olam, the Everlasting God, Yahweh Lord, Adonai, who are our Lord and Master. Oh my God, Yahweh Tisha B'Av, the Lord of Hosts, and God Abba, our Father. So Lord God, we are just so thankful. We are so thankful that you have called us into your fold, Lord God. We are so thankful that you have called us to you, that we are counted among your children, Lord God. But Father God, as we are so thankful, Lord God, we pray. We pray for our family members. We pray, Lord God, for our friends. We pray for our associates. We pray for everyone who do not know you, Lord God, who know of you but do not know you, Lord God, who do not have a relationship with you. Abba, Father, Lord, please just we pray for those. We pray for a closer connection, Father God, to those. Touch their hearts, Father God. Bring them closer to you, Father God. We know what the glory is in living on this earth with you, Lord God. So, Father God, we are just so thankful to you. Abba, our Father. Abba, our Father. And we lift this prayer up to you as we give all glory and honor to our Savior, our Lord Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Our playback number for this recording is 520-636-4582. And the passcode is 8277806#. Or you can go to our prayer, to the prayer page on our website, and you scroll to the bottom, and you can listen to all of our previous recordings, well, up to at least 3 months. So please send your prayer requests to our email address, askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Visit Beloved's website at belovedministriesny.com for all our events, and I just pray that everyone have a wonderful day. I'm going to unmute the line so we can greet one another.